At 93, Robert Mugabe is the oldest head of state in the world. He's run Zimbabwe since the country gained independence from Great Britain in 1980. And when I say run, he's done it in ways that some describe as cruel and corrupt. Now it seems Mugabe, reluctantly, is beginning to think about his succession. More on that in a moment. Right now, let's just say Mugabe wants to make sure the world remembers his name. Today, Zimbabwe's main airport was renamed in his honor. Andrew Meldrum knows the Mugabe regime pretty well. He's assistant Africa editor with the Associated Press, and he's in Johannesburg. You've even spent time in Mugabe's prisons, Andrew. He also expelled you from the country when he didn't like your reports on state torture. Describe for us in one sentence, if you would, the character and reign of Robert Mugabe.
Oh, well, he is a very astute politician. He is a wily politician. He has outmaneuvered everybody within Zimbabwe and around Africa and even internationally.
So at 93, he's got medical issues, but he's never had a designated successor, has he?
There have been vice presidents, but it's a very perilous position to be in because he doesn't want a successor. So the vice presidents are generally elbowed aside or a trapdoor opens and they disappear.
So who are the front runners then to succeed Mugabe?
Well, he likes his wife, Grace, very much. She's more than 40 years his junior, and she has provided him with children, which he had not had surviving children, which he had not had before. And she, in the past couple of years, has taken on an increasingly more prominent role. She has become the leader of the Women's League of his ruling party, ZANU-PF, and she has been making rallies around the country, speaking about highly political and contentious issues, and she's been very outspoken, and she has become really a very prominent political figure. She, in her own words, she said, "I will keep Robert Mugabe going even if I have to carry him in a wheelbarrow to the office."
Wow.
And yeah, and she has also said, and you know, I could be vice president. I could take over from him. Why not? So, you know, she's made it pretty clear.
Does she have any political experience?
Well,
aside from recent developments?
No, she was the receptionist at a secretarial office, and she caught Robert Mugabe's eye when he was married to his first wife, Sally, and an affair happened. And when his wife died of kidney failure, then he married Grace. And does she have political experience? Well, she's made the most of her situation. And she said, you know, people criticize me for wanting to have a dynasty. Why not? Why shouldn't we have a dynasty?
How popular is she among Zimbabweans?
She is not widely popular. She was originally known as Gucci Grace among some people for her shopping trips overseas. However, she has taken on a more political role, and she does distribute charity donations of clothes and food in rural areas. So she knows what needs to be done to try and gain popularity.
The AP's Andrew Meldrum in Johannesburg. Thank you for your time, Andrew.
Thanks.